This is a headline from Forbes.com. Vote to federally legalize marijuana planned in the Congress. It's been a conundrum for me, and I'm not exactly sure if this is the fix for it, but how is it that marijuana is going to be legal in Illinois, but still not federally legal? Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky's on the phone, and I think she has something to do with this. Congresswoman, it's John. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. You didn't watch the Bears game over the weekend by any chance, did you?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
No, you are wise. You are wise.
Not pretty, huh?
Yeah. Hey, listen, so am I right? Is this going to make marijuana legally nationally, like at the federal level?
That's exactly right. It's a bill that we're going to mark up, that is, that we're going to have a vote on it in the in the Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. And this is a bill called the MORE Act. And like many things that we do around here, that's an acronym for the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act. And, you know, the big things that it does are it removes the marijuana from the Controlled Substance Act, which is really important. And it also allows for the expungement of the sentences in criminal cases that would, was part of the war on drugs. And lots of people were caught up in that. And this would be able to expunge their convictions.
Like we did in Cook County, right?
Like we did in Cook County.
Yeah, I mean, my understanding is that that has happened. I know it was the plan.
It has happened. Here's the thing, that we have not had any national legislation. So in many states that have legalized cannabis, there's been this conflict with the federal law. So the feds can come in and try and enforce against the use and the sales of marijuana, making it impossible, for example, to use banks in places because you couldn't use the federal banking system. So this would certainly smooth out. Local jurisdictions could still make decisions, as many have. Some of the municipalities in my district on the north side have banned the sale of marijuana. They don't want it in their towns, but it would create this national overview, really, of what are the options for communities, and really help, I think, when it comes to the criminal justice system that has so unfairly targeted communities of color. And so many people that are in jail even now because they had, you know, even just small quantities
of marijuana. Would this free some people that are currently incarcerated?
I don't know if it doesn't automatically free them. It would send them back to the justice system, but they would be eligible for expungement and actually resentencing in some cases.
Well, if the law passed, is it saying that recreational marijuana is legal in all 50 states or can be legal in all 50 states?
It can't. I think the word "can be" is really important. For example, and communities can make decisions too.
Yeah.
In Skokie, for example, they passed an ordinance making medical marijuana legal, so it wouldn't necessarily be sold other than the medical marijuana in that community. But, you know, it also sets up an opportunity trust fund that would actually direct some money, a community reinvestment grant fund that would help communities that many have been ravaged by the number of people, again, mostly communities of color. And it would include job training, reentry services, reentry from prison, legal aid, literacy, all kinds of youth recreation, mentoring, substance abuse treatment. So it, I think one of the really important things is that acknowledges that over the years, the failed war on drugs has had a very high toll on lots of individuals around our country. Not to mention that it would be a revenue source for a lot of states and communities.
I have some specific questions. For instance, does this mean if I buy marijuana in Colorado and it's also recreational pot is legal in Illinois, would I be able to drive it across state lines that way then?
Would you be able to drive it across state
lines? Because it's no longer a federally controlled substance, so I'm
thinking... You would be able to, actually.
Would I be able to use a credit card?
Now, you know, Illinois, by the way, it has a limit of basically 1 ounce is legal in the state of Illinois, which isn't a hell of a lot of quantity, but...
Well, I wouldn't know, but would I be able to use a credit card to purchase pot at a recreational dispensary then?
I think you would be able to use a credit card.
Because I know there are some limits on, you're right, the use of federally insured banks, because it's a federally controlled substance. So it's been difficult for these operators and to some degree their customers to make the purchases. There's a lot of cash laying around.
Exactly, which makes it actually dangerous as well. Illinois and actually a city ordinance are going to go into effect on January 2nd, which, you know, makes some important changes for us.
Is this this is a bill, Jan, right? It's not a law yet. What are the chances of this? What can you tell me about that?
Well, we do have a Senate sponsor. Kamala Harris is sponsoring the bill in the Senate. The Senate has been, you know, we've passed in the House over 300 bills, and they're important bills and would help people in so many different ways. But right now, Mitch McConnell, who calls himself the Grim Reaper, because he's... says that anything coming from the House is dead on arrival. We may have a problem. We only have one Republican co-sponsor in the House. Matt Gaetz is a co-sponsor, I think it's important, especially the parts that deal with the criminal justice system and making whole people who have been incarcerated and their lives disrupted because of arrest, is a really important part of this bill. The Senate has had in the past more interest in criminal justice reform, so, you know, maybe we can get at least a portion of the bill that takes away the sting of being illegal.
I'm out of time. Are you on the judiciary? You're on the Judiciary Committee, right?
No, I'm not on the Judiciary Committee. I feel pretty confident that it's going to come out of Judiciary on Wednesday, and then go to the full House. The politics has really changed around the issue of marijuana. And Lori Lightfoot, for example, wants to make sure that that juveniles are reduced penalties for marijuana in Chicago, and that juveniles are not caught up in the system as well.
Well, I'm all for that, and it just seems to me like we've been so inconsistent about policies, state, local, and federal, that it makes sense to line them up. I'm out of time today, Congresswoman, but let's connect and follow this bill down the road, okay?
I think it's going to pass, and we can talk again. Thank you.
Thanks, Jan Schakowsky.